For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the only opportunity we have tonight with each other. We don't get these.
It's time for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show.
Join us along with high school sports guru Sam Crenshaw
and former high school football head coach Chris Parker.
Listen in as we get you up to date on everything you need to know in the world of high school football in Georgia.
From score updates to live reports from the week's top matchups, we bring Friday Night Lights to life.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com.
The 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Sam and Chris.
And a good Friday evening. Man, it's toasty out there. It's supposed to be the final weekend of summer, right?
Fall break.
I don't know, but it got up in the 90s today. But I tell you what, folks, tonight, with another great night of high school football around the metro Atlanta area and around the state of Georgia, welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker. Nine floors up here in our Midtown Atlanta studios and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. So glad that you're with us. You know, like you said, fall break for some. So the schedule gets a little strange. You had a lot of Thursday night games last night. You know, so, but still you have games that matter. You got games, you get into your region play. And so these are big games going on tonight.
Yeah. The coaches hate fall break, Sam. They hate fall break. You know, the basketball coaches have always dealt with Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Right.
Baseball coaches have always dealt with spring break. But, you know, for a long time we didn't have such a thing as fall break. But
I don't remember fall break.
Yeah. We didn't have that when I started coaching, or even when I started being the head coach. The last few years we did. That fall break is different, man. But it starts this week. Got a lot of schools. Cherokee was out. We were out in Pickens this week.
Yep.
Several areas like that were out this week. Forsyth's out next week. That's why you saw them play on Thursday night. You're going to see for the next several weeks, really for about the next 4 weeks, you're going to see a group of Metro Atlanta schools out. Cobb will be out a week.
Yep.
You know, Gwinnett. And you'll see coaches try to schedule around that, but sometimes not possible because in region play, everybody's got to play.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got Dutchtown playing tonight, and the rest of Henry County is out.
Right. But they had to play. Could be a region game.
How do you do a practice in that week?
They just have to treat it like you do Labor Day. And I told Dom last week what I thought about Labor Day practice. So imagine five of those. But you're going to go through probably morning practice. It's going to be like a summer-type routine of getting ready, and it's just different. Now, if it's different for both teams, I don't think it's a big problem. But when it's different for one team,
yeah,
it can be a slight disadvantage. You'd be a high school kid, 15, 16, 17-year-old, they'll need to be on a routine. You know, a routine matters. And so it can be a little different. Most coaches are going to practice in the morning. You know why?
Why is that?
One, it's a little cooler. But two, make them kids get out of bed. They'll lay in bed all day playing that Call of Duty or whatever it is they do, right?
Right.
So you got to get them out of bed at the regular time like they had school.
Okay.
Just to keep that normal circadian rhythm going, you know?
Okay. So that's probably what some coaches are having to do this week because they do have games to go out and play tonight. And there's some games we're going to be keeping an eye on. We got a full house tonight. I think we got everybody. I think we got Day-Day.
We got the whole team.
Day-Day Lewis. You know, we got Garrett Chapman tonight. We got Eric Slaughter. And we have Simone Stanley.
Simone?
We got Simone.
Did she lose a bet?
Yeah. Well, no.
The Falcons beat the Eagles, so Simone had to come back with us. I hope Simone's listening.
She's going to be at a game over at DeKalb County. She's going to be checking in with us. So it's great. It was right. You know, I tried to find a picture of the post on Instagram. I said, I'm trying to find one without her in that Eagles garb.
I know.
Because she's constantly posting pictures with Eagles stuff on. So we're glad to
we
have
her. We love Simone.
Yeah, we love Simone. We're glad to have her to mix with. And also, we got a cup report. I think we're going to have one check in with us here in just a few minutes from out at Harrison. They're playing Campbell tonight, which was a pretty big game.
Region game now. Campbell's a little more competitive than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison's got a nice start to the season. Be excited to hear what they have to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to that tonight. So that's some of the things we talked about, you know, as far as this week goes. It's the last week of summer. My goodness. And cool, it's dark by 8 o'clock now.
I know.
You know.
Turn the lights on early in the game's night, Sam.
Yep.
You always want to get ready when you come out. Every time you turn the lights on a little bit early, it's a bigger game.
Does that happen now even with those newfangled lights that everybody has?
Yeah, I mean, they still got to come on. They just flash on when you score a touchdown or something. But if you turn on the lights at halftime, it's too early in the season, Dom. If you turn them things in around the third quarter, way too early, right?
Okay.
You start getting them on in the second quarter, like we are tonight probably, late first quarter.
Okay.
But when it really is important is when the lights are on when you're coming to warm up.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're playing something. Yeah. That's November, December.
Right.
When the lights are on and you're coming out to warm up, that's when it's football time.
That's it.
So we're building to that. Okay. Hard to believe. Most teams in the state will be halfway through the regular season after tonight.
That is just amazing when you think about that.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Week six. It's week six, so most people have had a bye, so most people would have played five games after tonight.
Man, halfway home.
And some people have played six after tonight.
And some people are playing their second region game.
Yeah.
Some of them, maybe the second region game.
We're into some region schedules a lot. Every week's going to be a few more, right? Some people, this will be their first region game tonight. You're going to see a lot more region games, a lot further along the schedule. But you think about, Sam, all the work these people do from January all the way through spring, through the spring football, through lifting weights, through the summer and whatever.
Yep.
It's their senior year.
And right.
Yep. And now it's half over, baby.
Wow.
I mean, it's half over. It's time to really lock in and see if we can get in the playoffs, see if you can get in playoff positioning or whatever. Every team's got a little different ceiling, a little different plight, but it's time to really start getting there, you know, for those seniors, halfway through their senior season after tonight.
You still got teams down around the Florida state line that are playing teams in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We got Carrollton. They're over in Birmingham playing tonight.
Yeah, Parker.
They're playing Parker.
Where is that game?
That game is being played at Parker High School.
Not Legion Field.
Not Legion Field, which is right down the street.
Parker used to play at Legion Field.
All the Birmingham, you know, city schools, Jefferson County, you know, public schools used to play their games at Legion Field.
And my dad tells me that Parker is one of the most talented teams in Alabama, athletically.
Okay.
So I still told him, no chance.
Yeah, I think
it. So I hope Coach King and him take up, because I did a lot of trash talking, so no chance. But I do hear they're really good. Yeah.
And that game, it will be nationally televised tonight, too. The game's going to be on ESPN, too. So
yeah, we'll have it on here.
Yep, we'll be able to check out and see how Carrollton does playing over in Birmingham tonight. I was hoping they were going to play at Legion Field.
That would have been something.
Just for the history, like I said, it'd be like playing in a museum.
Yeah, I would love to play in Legion Field. They still got that carpet. They used to.
I got grass now. I think they have something different. Not that same old. Not that
AstroTurf. Carpeting.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what they had back then.
No, that's long gone. They're gone from that, folks. Well, we hope you're going to be with us. We do plan to talk with Coach Mike Hancock tonight. Coming up in next hour, 8 o'clock hour, we hope to be joined by him and find out the latest about Appalachia, about the team, about the school, and just the community, how everything is coming along. It's such a process, and it's something that, you know, and you well know from being a coach and now an administrator in schools, there's certain things that fall under the job description, and there's certain things you just can't prepare yourself to deal with.
Yeah, and this may be on the farthest end of far of things you can't prepare for. So Coach Mike Hancock, head coach at Appalachia, you know, obviously a couple weeks ago, very tragic school shooting there, lost the defense coordinator in that setting. So, I mean, just unimaginable for somebody to have to deal with that. So we want to hear from Coach. We do know the team practiced a little bit this week. I know the Falcons were involved a little bit with them. And I just want to hear what he's doing and how we can uplift those players and coaches that are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, football becomes really unimportant in a hurry.
Absolutely.
And now they get back to just that rebuilding process and whatever platform we can help give those people, like the Falcons did this week too, to try to build them up.
Yep, absolutely. I think next week they're due to start a relaunch of bringing students back into the school, maybe not for an entire day.
I think it's
day.
Like half a day starting Tuesday, I think is what I heard, the 24th.
Just to get in and get acclimated. And that's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be challenging.
Yep. You know, it really, really will. So we're going to hear from him and find out, you know, his thoughts about how the team is going, how they've, you know, galvanized, you know, the outpouring that people have of support for them, how they received it, and what may be coming up for them going forward. So that's coming up. You stay tuned with us for that. And we're going to have one of Augusta's finest. Deion Grant is going to join us. And my goodness, he's you know, during his days at Augusta's, Josie High School won a state championship there. Won a national championship at Tennessee. I can't wait to ask him what he thinks about Tennessee playing Oklahoma
I'm going to try to stay unbiased in that conversation.
You being the Alabama man that you are. But you know what I want to ask him? I want to ask him about, you know, I mean, usually we stick strictly to high school football, but it has become such an unthing talking about Tennessee and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be such a thing.
It was a thing when he was playing.
Right. And it's become an unthing now.
Yeah. Well, and Georgia's kind of taking their place probably. And, you know, Deion Grant was one of the guys that my relationship with him and his name was when I was coaching football first starting out. You would constantly hear the criticism of Jamal Lewis and Deion Grant left Georgia and went to Tennessee. And they were on those teams that were dominating.
Yeah.
And you just heard those names because they were guys that, you know, years ago with Coach Dooley and, of course, now with Coach Smart, they're staying home, right?
Yep, right.
And so – yeah, him and others going to Tennessee really emerged Tennessee and Florida as two teams that were really good. And Georgia maybe at that point wasn't like it is now, right?
Right, right.
Well, like I say all the time, Sam, half the teams have to lose every week. Everybody can't be good at the same time.
Yep.
And that's what Florida really, I noticed in the college football show, but Florida is struggling for that.
Yep.
Like half the teams must lose. So if Alabama's pretty good and Tennessee's now pretty good and Georgia's pretty good and Ole Miss is a little bit better, you know, but people have to not be.
I bring that back around to the high school ball, though, in the state of Florida, which, you know, the fence is down. You know, there was a fence up around Florida for a long time. That's where you talk about Miami, the U. Nobody left South Florida.
Right.
They kept everybody home.
And Florida stayed in Florida.
Right.
You know, Coach Burr and Coach Bowden.
Right.
There's some strong personalities there. A really dominant recruiting. Recruiting is national in general now, but you're going to see Ohio State. You're going to see USC. You're going to see Alabama, Georgia. You're going to pull kids from Florida all the time.
Right.
I mean, all the time.
That, and talk about Coach Smart. He's due to make an appearance, I think, in one or two games tonight since Georgia's off. He's busy. He's on. Remember, we saw Lincoln Riley here last week, came all the way across the country.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley on the show last week.
Right,
So how do we know who's going to be on this week? No pressure.
Garrett.
No pressure, guys. Maybe Simone could get him.
Maybe so.
I think he's going to be at the Milton games.
Yeah, I think
he's got somebody at Milton. That's a chance.
That's a chance. That's a chance. We watch it for Coach Smart tonight in his chopper, as he always like to make his appearance and make his entrance. We'll find out where he's going to be tonight. Folks, we're just getting started on the Scoreboard Show. When we come back, we're going to count you down to kickoff. We're less than 15 minutes away from the games kicking off tonight. Of course, there's an 8 o'clock game that's coming up to Score Atlanta. I.J. Rosenberg will check in with us later. Of course, we'll have the coaches' checklist as well. We're going to have our previews and our matchups from our reporters around the Metro Atlanta area. You stay with us for the Scoreboard Show. The High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you are with us as we have games around the area. Got our crew out all over tonight with Eric Slaughter. We didn't know we were going to get him until, you know, kind of late. He is going to be at the East Forsyth North Oconee game. Two teams at 4-0.
Two undefeated teams. North Oconee shown to be one of the best teams in the state.
Yep.
East Forsyth, new school, trying to make a name for themselves. This would be one. If they win this one now.
Yeah, now.
Be making a name for themselves. Eric will be there.
Really be there. He's going to be there and keep us up to date on that one as well. Day-Day is going to be keeping an eye on one in the city of Atlanta. Drew against Maynard Jackson. Those are two undefeated teams as well, 4-0. So great start for those two programs this season. Let's see what happens because it's one of those games. Those two teams are in a region with Pace Academy, I think Creekside. And I'm thinking who else is somebody else in this. There's really, really another really, really tough one in that region. That makes this game tonight a pretty crucial one. Not saying you want to have a game that's a playoff elimination game, but you know, you really want to win this one to have your chance and locking down at least that third or fourth spot.
Yeah,
you know?
These are the games, these kind of weeks, Sam, that determine who goes on to week 11 or that game 11. You know, these type games are the ones that determine playoff positioning, playoff spots.
Okay. All right. Before we go and check in with Garrett Chapman, he's checking in with Roswell and Coach Chris Pruitt. We got our Cub reporter.
A Cub.
We got a Cub reporter from Harrison. Let's check in with him. And at Harrison High School.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Excited to be out here for the game.
All right. Who do we have with us tonight?
My name is Paul Sumner.
Paul. All right. Paul, what grade you in? You're at Harrison, right?
I'm a senior here at Harrison.
All right, a senior at Harrison. What are you going to do next year?
Planning to attend University of Alabama.
Man, my man.
See, there you my go, man. Paul. There you go.
Like Paul. I knew I liked him. That's my alma mater, Paul. Good choice. Hey, tell us about this Harrison team.
This Harrison team, man, they're so much fun to watch play. We have a really spread offense. We run a lot of quick wide receiver screens. We got some guys that can really get up the field. It is amazing to watch.
All right, talk about your game, your matchup tonight. You got Campbell, not your usual Campbell team. These guys are pretty competitive, but you got something special going on there, right?
Yeah, we got some for them. I mean, they really are a great team. They run a deep wing T offense. You know, they can really run the ball, but we got some guys on defense that are going to come down. They're going to make the hits. I think we're going to be able to get after them.
Fantastic, Brandon. We'll tell you what. You guys are about to get started. We'll let you get started there. You check in with us at halftime and let us know how things are going, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That is Paul Sumner keeping an eye on things out there at Harrison High School. They got the game against Campbell tonight.
Man, I knew I liked Paul.
Why? Because he's Paul. Going to Alabama.
Yeah, a smart man.
See that? See, you had the guy last week that was going to Clemson.
I didn't get as excited about that one. But, listen, this Harrison team has a chance to make some noise, okay? They play Campbell tonight. If they win that, they'll be 2-0 in the region. They're off the next week. Okay. And then they play McEachern for what could be a region championship game.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Okay. They're teams that, if everybody wins like they should, you're looking at a region. So, big win tonight for them if they can get it, because got that off week next week. You don't want to have a little slip up going into this big, big game the next week.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going to happen with that. All right. Roswell has got Seckinger. Seckinger has never played a region game before. Because they haven't played in the region yet. The school's been brand new. We had Coach Lottie on with us last Friday night. They're undefeated so far, but they're going to Roswell. It's going to be quite a test. That's our preview here. Let's check in with Garrett Chapman.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman previewing a Region 7 5A matchup between the Roswell Hornets and the Seckinger Jaguars. And joining me on the Wade4.com hotline, Chris Pruitt of the Roswell Hornets. Coach, thank you so much for joining me here. You've had a challenging first four games of the season. What have you learned about your team ahead of region play?
I appreciate you having us on. And, it's been a fun first 4 weeks, you know, playing some nationally ranked teams along the way and playing four really good programs and four really talented rosters. And I think, you know, from the four games, we've definitely learned a lot. We've definitely figured out some strengths and weaknesses of our team and found some things that, you know, we thought we were good at. Maybe we didn't do so well, or we didn't think we were going to be good at. We've done well in the past couple weeks. Our kids have really come together, and it's been a good change up to really play. You know, each game we've had challenges and some different adversity, and really in scheduling that non-region, the point was to push us and get tested along the way, and, you know, being able to beat a really, really good Walden team, a really good Westlake team, and a Peachtree Ridge team have really, I think, prepared us and gotten us better, which is purposely the whole point of the non-region is to get better. So, you know, hopefully that continues to go as the region schedule kicks off this Friday.
Coach, your quarterback exploded in this thriller of a game. 42-35 winners against Westlake last week. 411 total yards, 5 touchdowns. I mean, he was tasked with replacing another fantastic quarterback, but how has Trey Smith stepped in and made that job his own? Just tell me about your quarterback and how he commands this offense.
Yeah, Trey's done an outstanding job stepping into the role of being our quarterback, and I think some of the lessons he learned along the way with KJ Smith, our old quarterback, and even along the way, you know, he's grown in our offense and being able to kind of be in the same offense, you know, since he's been in middle school and about sixth grade, being able to run that at the JV level, you know, he's he's been preparing for this job and this opportunity, you know, since he's been with us in our program. So it wasn't a big shock to us that he's had a lot of success. And I've told a lot of people, you know, he's up there on the talent level with any quarterback that we've had since I've been here at Roswell, and that's saying some things. So hopefully he continues to get better and lead our offense the way he's doing, and doing it his way with his personality and just leading our group. They trust him, and, you know, that's why he was voted by his teammates as a captain as a junior. And he's going to continue to get better and keep doing the right things for us.
Chris Pruitt joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Roswell Hornets head coach previewing the matchup with Seckinger High School coming up on Friday evening at Roswell High School. And Coach, the Jaguar team, this is kind of an old school style of offense, running back that can really get after it. What's the plan of attack for slowing that offense down and then just facing a wing T style of offense?
We honestly haven't been very good at stopping the run lately. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we've got a good plan in place, I feel like. And we've had a lot of opportunities to make plays. And, you know, we've worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. And I think, you know, our scout team has done a really good job. And our coaching staff has done a good job of putting a good plan in place. And then obviously putting in work for our scout team to give our defense a good look. And being able to simulate that offense is difficult, especially for a spread team like ourselves. But again, I think we've done a really, really good job this week. And, you know, it comes down to blocking and tackling and reading your keys. And so we've poured in everything we can for the week, and we'll perform very well, hopefully, on Friday.
Looking forward to it. Coach, should be a great matchup. Chris Pruitt joining me here. Roswell Hornets and the Seckinger Jaguars. Good luck to your team, Coach. Stay healthy.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Garrett Chapman talking with Coach Pruitt. He's got another great quarterback out there. Trey Smith, he does a lot of different things. And, you know, he's had some big ball games. They'll be watching to see if he can come through for him again tonight.
Everybody looks good when the offensive line looks good. Everybody looks good when the quarterback is good. So, you know, this is an interesting game, though, Sam. Okay, I'm going to assume that Roswell's going to win this game.
Okay.
But Seckinger is undefeated. Mm-hmm. They're a new school. They're in a region now. This is a region game.
Yeah.
This region includes Milton.
Ouch.
Gainesville.
Oof.
Roswell. Seckinger. Johns Creek. Chattahoochee. Lanier. Those top three teams now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yo.
Yeah.
So, Seckinger is the team among Seckinger, Johns Creek, Chattahoochee, Lanier, that might can crack those three.
Okay.
It's a Gwinnett school. Y'all know my stance on that. Players everywhere.
Yeah. And remember who they skimmed players off from Mill Creek.
Yeah. So when you think of, would Mill Creek be a game that Roswell would just walk over? No.
No.
Well, this is like some Mill Creek-ish players.
Right.
Now, I don't know if they're ready tonight or not. We'll see. Because I fully expect Roswell to win the game. But there's going to be a day when we're going to be on the high school scoreboard show, and Seckinger is going to be like the team that we're talking about, like Collins Hill or Grayson or Mill Creek. There's going to be a day.
Yeah.
And they're undefeated this year. So is it going to crack in at some point?
Yeah.
Will it be tonight? I don't know. We'll see. But we'll be there.
Yep. We'll be keeping an eye on that one for sure to see what Seckinger does in this contest, their first ever region contest at Roswell. All right, we got a preview with Day-Day Lewis. Let's check in with Day-Day.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Guys, Day-Day hanging out here at Midtown High School. Maynard Jackson getting ready to take on Charles Drew. Battle of unbeaten teams. But still, obviously, momentum wants to stay behind them. And I'm here with head coach Eric Williams of Maynard Jackson. Coach, we talked earlier this summer. All the hard work I saw you guys putting in has been paying off. What do you need to see tonight in the start of this one to keep it going?
I think we need to come out here with the same passion and energy that we have displayed this far this season. And stop the run. They have a great running back. The whole key to this game is stopping the run.
All right, well, one, definitely wish you good luck tonight and obviously down the stretch of the season. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
All right, thank you.
All right, Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. And we can't say enough about Coach Eric Williams and what he's done. First of all, when the school was known as Southside, and now Maynard Jackson, in a part of town that's evolving. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in an area of town that's really, really evolving, and he's been there for it all. And you know, if you're in a position where you hire a coach or people, you know the characters and the characteristics and the qualities you want in someone to come in and lead your program. And this guy checks so many boxes. And
I can't speak highly enough of Eric Williams at Maynard Jackson. This is one of the best coaches in the state of Georgia. 21 years at Maynard Jackson. 21 years in a row. Not 21, no knock on it, but not 21 years at Buford, not 21 years at Marist, not 21 years at Carrollton. 21 years at Southside or Maynard Jackson.
There have been opportunities probably for him to.
Sure. You know. And there's opportunities for the team to struggle. When you're there 21 years, you're going to have some ups and downs, right?
Right.
I commend whoever didn't run him off, and I commend him for not leaving, right?
Yeah.
And he works with whoever comes through the door, which you told me, and that's a great way to look at it. He just works with whoever comes through the door. You don't hear his name mentioned always with those people. Even in the metro Atlanta area, in our county, even in the city, you hear more about Coach Miles. You hear more about some of the other guys that are great coaches. But this guy's one of them, too.
Yeah.
Okay, really excited that they're 4-0, getting a little more notoriety, but they're going to be solid every single year, 21 years in a row.
Yeah.
At the same school.
Yeah.
How about that?
And on the other side of the field is Steve Robinson. I had a chance to visit with him. Another product of the alma mater, that cradle of coaches, University of West Georgia. We just cranked them
out.
But he's having off to a tremendous start, and they've made history already. First time they won three straight games to win the start this season. They won four in a row now. They've never done that before. It's uncharted territory for the Drew program. And the last time they won four games was the last time they went to the state playoffs back in 2017. And there, you know, the blog I wrote this week talked about the adversity they've had to deal with the severely injured teammate right before the season started. And it's had a galvanizing effect on a team that's just determined to go out there and play ball. This is going to be a good ball game tonight.
Sam, these guys are 13-57 in the 70 games before this year.
Wow.
13-113, lost 57. That's not good.
No.
Okay. They getting in there this year, 4-0. Somebody, either Maynard Jackson or Drew, is going to be 5-0. And guess where you're going to hear from that coach the minute they get off that field? Right here.
Yep.
92.9 a game.
Right here on the scoreboard show tonight.
Yes, so.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. All right. It is 7:35. That means that some games are underway. Games have kicked off, and we're going to start monitoring scores as they come in tonight and keep you up to date on all of them. But coming up next, the coach's checklist. We're going to hear from IJ Rosenberg. Score Atlanta's game is going to kick off at 8 o'clock. You stay with us here on this Friday night. It is the Scoreboard Show. High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show on a Friday night. And some games are now underway around the area. And look and see if we got any scores. We don't have any reports yet. We're checking in to make sure some games. Because sometimes you have that big play right from the start. And would you rather have that big play right from the start? Or you want to be a gradual build-up? Some people like to get that opening kickoff and just take it all the way back, and everybody's excited.
If you knew you were going to get it anyway, you might want the gradual build-up. But you always take the points when you can get them. So if you can get that big play, take it.
That's what we're watching for. Watch when we get it. Of course, folks, as always at this time, we take a pause to get that knowledge, the wisdom that comes from time spent on the sideline. It's the coach's checklist.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker give their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
Okay, all right. What do you have for us this Friday night?
Okay, so we talked about offense, defense. Today we're going to talk about special teams.
Okay.
It's the time of the year where your special teams are going to decide some of these close games. They do in all levels, but they do in high school sometimes the most. So I got 10 things that'll help your special teams.
Okay.
This could be if you want to sound intelligent in the stands, or if you play on Saturday and Sunday too.
Okay.
One, when you're trying to get better, you got to find the player most likely to block a kick. you got to remember the fastest player is not always the best player to block a kick. Blocking a kick takes somebody that doesn't flinch, somebody that's relentless. And sometimes coaches want to put the fastest person based on 40s out there. And that's not always the guy that's closest to block a kick. You want to block a field goal, block a punt. You got to find players that play with that relentlessness to block a kick. They never block one in practice. They never going to block one in the game. Number two, you got to teach the difference between blocked kicks that go beyond the line of scrimmage and it stay behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
You remember Leon Lett, Sam?
Oh, no.
So a lot of people don't understand this, and players don't understand. So if you want to, let's just say you mess around and block a punt.
Right.
But it goes past the line of scrimmage. Okay, that's still a live ball. So if you touch it, it's a fumble. If you're the one on the punt team, you know, if you're the punt return team, you can't just go up and just let it bump you on the helmet.
But if you coach on the sideline, you yell and get away from it.
They don't always listen, Sam. That's why you got to put them in that situation at practice. But if the ball's blocked behind the line of scrimmage, you get me done? Like you block it and you like smother it. Now you go after it and try to score a touchdown because worst case scenario, you get the ball back there. So if you kick it around and the other team recovers it and all that, it's not a fumble. If it goes past the line of scrimmage, though, like Leon Lett against the Dolphins, yeah. I think, remember that?
Yeah.
I think it was in the snow.
Yep.
So for you young folks, YouTube that. But, yeah, understand the difference between if the ball's kicked beyond the line of scrimmage with a block or behind the line of scrimmage. Number three, punt block probably is more valuable than punt return. So nowadays, you want to catch the punts, which is number four, but always go for the block when you can. The returns get a lot of blocks in the back. They get a lot of issues. The blocks can be more impactful. If you block a punt, increase your chance of winning immensely. Number four, catch punts. So I didn't say, I said punt blocks better than punt return, but I didn't say don't catch the punt. You put somebody back there and catch a punt. In high school ball, it's unbelievable to me how many times people just let the ball roll. We watch it on GPB every week.
Right.
And on Peachtree Sports. You know, we just watch somebody just let them punt it, and the ball just rolls. Put somebody back there, line them up, do some scouting. We used to know, like, this punter kicks at 36 yards on average. Well, I'm going to line that guy up at 36 yards where, and we're going to tell him to catch the football, if at all possible. Because just catch it. If you want a fair catch it, just get the ball. Saves us an extra first down usually. Next. Always send somebody to block the punt. You know, sometimes in high school, you see a punt, they catch the punt, they fumble the ball around.
Right.
And they still pick it up and kick it because the other team wasn't even really trying to block it. You always send at least one person, no matter what, to make them kick it. Next thing, understanding first touching. You know what first touching is? So there's a punt, and they punt it to us. Sam's team punted it to my team, and you touched it to down it, but you didn't pick it up and hand it to the official. You just kind of tapped it.
Okay.
Right? I pick it up and start running. I'm going to get the choice of wherever I want it, where you touched it or where I touch it. So if you touch it, I need to pick it up and try to score a touchdown. I think Mississippi State did this in a game a couple years ago where the ball just kind of rolled and somebody just tapped it and left it there.
Yeah.
It picked it up and took off. There's no reason not to because worst case scenario, you get it right back at the first touch.
Right.
Or you get to take the better play. So teach your kids that. Sometimes you can get something cheap on that. You know, you got to have some fakes. Work some fakes. Don't be scared to fake. High school ball is a great time to fake. People are bad at defending fakes. Don't be scared to fake. Reward the first man to the 20 on kickoff. So when you're doing kickoff, you're watching film, you want to see who's the first guy that gets to the 20-yard line.
Okay.
Because that's showing. And it's not always the fastest guy on the team. It's the guy that gives the best effort, that understands how to get off blocks. Reward people for getting down on kickoff team. Number nine, teach everyone to assume it's coming to them on kick return. High school ball, that thing will go everywhere. People act like they never seen it. They'll drop a kick. Everybody has to assume it's a fumble on kick return until the ball is past them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And number 10, figure out who makes the most tackles and block them. Okay, so if we're on kickoff, the same people make the tackles every time. Like three or four people out of those 11 made all the tackles this whole year on this team. Let's block them and make some of these other people make some tackles. and that would be my coach's checklist for tonight.
All right. Or a lot of that stuff you remedy in the film room. You really
well, I learned the hard way.
Yeah. That's fantastic information. As always, hey, if someone's listening, they're a coach, or they're thinking about getting into coaching, they may be coaching at a different level. How can they get information?
Yeah, go to parkerresources.org is the website, but you can go to any social media platform, Parker Resources. at Park Resources. Try to post as many things as possible. Just have tips. You know, most of it's free. Just follow along, get some stuff. They want some documents, some books and podcasts and all that stuff's there too. Just trying to get as much information out as we can for coaches and other people that may just want to educate themselves on the game, right?
Okay. All right. All right. That's fantastic. That's great stuff. As always, the Coaches Checklist here on the Scoreboard Show. All right. Score Atlanta. The game's coming up at the top of the hour. IJ Rosenberg, ready to join us. Always great to have me on Friday night. IJ, how you doing? You guys got a great game tonight.
We do, guys. We got, Walton hosting North Cobb. North Cobb undefeated 5-0. With one of the better quarterbacks in the metro Atlanta area against Walton 3-2. Of course, Walton coming off a disappointing state championship loss last year to Milton. But I think it's going to be a good game, guys. I mean, these are definitely the best two teams in the region. Whoever wins this game will more than likely win that region. And while I think North Cobb goes in as the better team, you know the game is here at Raider Valley at Walton, so it's not going to be easy for North Cobb, though I do think North Cobb's the better team. I do have to tell you something, you guys. I did want to bring up that I was in Philly Monday night.
Oh, were you?
I was. And, Sam, you know, both of us have been to a lot of really big wins and big moments in Atlanta sports history, but I'll tell you, that was probably the biggest win since they 17, when they won the conference championship. And then, of course, we don't want to talk about what happened in the Super Bowl against New England. But it was a huge win, guys. And what was incredible was we were sitting right there when Barkley missed that pass. I mean, I couldn't believe that the Eagles threw the ball because,
yeah, me either.
You know, the problem with that is two of – the three things that can happen on a catch, two of them are bad. So I was surprised with that. And then, you know, the fact that they didn't go for it, and they could have gone for it in fourth down and left maybe if they don't get it 40 seconds. But it was really exciting. And I'll tell you, I could have counted the number of – there weren't many Falcons fans there. And, Sam, I know you've been up to Philly. That was my 31st trip to Philly with all the baseball back in the 90s and everything. And,
yeah.
It was really fun watching those Eagles fans suffer like they did at the end of that game.
I'm sure. Great trip to go on.
Yeah, great trip. And I couldn't believe they threw it either. I told Sam that. I couldn't believe they threw the ball, but I was so grateful they did.
Well, you know, coaches outsmart themselves all the time.
They do.
I mean, early in that game, you know, on the first drive, they went for it on 4th-and-4 when they had an easy 3 points. But back to high school football, I think Walton, you know, got better last week against Wheeler. You know, their game against Norcross was, you know, a little misleading because of the number of pick sixes that the quarterback threw. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good football game. Some really good games tonight. I'll tell you another great game is Hebron Christian against Blessed Trinity.
Yeah.
You know, a lower-class private school going against a higher-class private school. That should be a heck of a football game. You know, this week is sort of a strange week because you've got a lot of teams. This is really the last week of non-region play. But you already have quite a few regions into play. But typically you don't get a lot of great matchups early. This is the sixth week, so we're halfway through the season after tonight.
Can you believe that? Can you believe how fast this is moving?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast. You know, this year's going to be a little bit different in the playoffs because, you know, the lower classifications are going to be seeded, you know, depending on their power rankings and stuff like that. But you know, as far as the top classification, you know, we were talking about this on the TV show today. I mean, you look at what's going on in South Georgia right now. I mean, look at that region, Valdosta, you know, Lowndes, Camden County. I mean, all those teams came out of non-region play undefeated. So, you know, I think the South's got some really, really good put Richmond Hill. There's some really good football teams down there in Colquitt County. I mean, if you said that four teams in that region were undefeated and one of them was not Colquitt County, I think people would bet the house on it. But, you know, there's a lot of good things happening down South, both at 6A and 5A. And I wouldn't be surprised this year if you see maybe a team from the South, you know, there at the end to win the state championship.
Man,
yeah, it's been a while. That. Been a while since the Southern team, South Georgia team, won the highest classification.
And I'm sorry, what did you say, Sam?
No, I see that's something we're going to watch for. We got somebody coming up on the show a little bit later who is a member of the High School Football Hall of Fame. Deion Grant's going to join us. And, you know, it's going to be fun talking with him, talking about his high school football experiences. You know, he went on to play at Tennessee and in the National Football League. But looking forward to spending some time with him. And he comes from down in the eastern part of the state, down in Augusta way. So we look forward to having him on with us tonight.
Yeah, and real quickly, guys, everybody make sure when they tune into the Chiefs game on Sunday night, you know, we were the ones, our company did the Ring of Honor inside the bowl. It's going to be, we had a big rehearsal today of unveiling it. It's really going to be a special moment, and Arthur Blank's going in, and, you know, everybody that comes into the stadium gets two free hot dogs and a drink and a bag of potato chips, so. Timmy serving a lot of hot dogs.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
So it's good. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the other thing for people, we have put in a new video board under the helmet wall, and that's the home. That is for now the home of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. And we put up a great video, and then of course in the case we have all the great memorabilia. So if you're going to the Chiefs game, make sure to go by the in fact, Sam, and during your break, I'll send you our video that we did for it. We're going to be doing a lot of vignettes on the players, possibly like a Deion Grant. And, but, you know, we're really excited about, you know, the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame for now, at least being housed under the high school helmet wall at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That is fantastic. Matter of fact, I'm going to look some of that up when I'm up at the game this Sunday night. And I encourage all the fans who are listening tonight, if you're going down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium Sunday or any time for Falcons game this season, be sure and check out the helmet wall. There's some really cool stuff there if you're a fan of high school football. And you may surprise yourself some of the things that you're going to see in some of the people, you know, who played in the state. You know, we had some fun with Jeff Saturday last week. And he talked about, you know, guys that people maybe didn't know were from Georgia. And you found out now through the High School Hall of Fame.
And let me say one other thing. If you're at the game and if you're watching, you know, Arthur Blank's going to be honored at halftime going into the Ring of Honor. And I'll tell you what that man has done for this city, you know, outside of football, let's just leave sports out of it. But, you know, the new hospital that's going to open up on 85,
mm-hmm.
and just the, you know, the amount of money and the help that he has given both him and Bernie Marcus, of course, both of them at the top of Home Depot. They built that company into what it is today. But, you know, if you get a chance to watch, you know, on Sunday night or if you're at the game, make sure you tune in for that, because there's not many people in Atlanta more deserving than what Arthur has done for this city, both in sports. But like I said, sports is secondary to that man. I mean, you know, hospitals and culture and, you know, giving back to the needy and stuff like that. It's just, you know, we're involved with the AMB Foundation. So we, you know, we're sort of, you know, very on the inside of and see what he does. And it's pretty amazing. So if you get the opportunity, you know, give that a watch, because he certainly deserves what he's going to get on Sunday night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Big game coming up top of the hour, North Cobb and Walton. IJ, always great to spend some time with you. You guys have a great game tonight.
Thanks, guys. And make sure to tune in to Peachtree Sports that one. We'll talk to you later.
All right. That is IJ Rosenberg, and they got a great game. And, yep, Sunday night is indeed going to be quite special at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All right, folks, wrapping up the first hour. Headed for the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get you some scores, some games that are already underway. Boy, some games already got two teams have already scored. We got Duluth up 7-0 on Metal Creek. That's early in that game. I got a 7-7 score that I saw earlier, too. Some games that are underway. We're going to come back and tell you about those games, and then we're going to spend some time with Coach Mike Hancock from Appalachian High School. He is going to join us next when you continue. It is Friday night. You're listening to the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.